This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Would you welcome a return there, or has that run its course?
Listen, I'm open to whatever I feel like is the best option. If Buffalo is that best option, obviously, you know, I will take it. That's definitely something that I will do. I know the system very well. I know the guys very well. And I feel like I can contribute big there like I have in the past. So, you know, Buffalo's definitely could be a team that I end up being on. You know, we'll see. I don't know.
That is Gabriel Davis on the Kay Adams Show yesterday. She asked him directly about the Bills. And he does say in there, Sal, like, you know, I could see it, and I think I could produce there. I know the guys. But both at the beginning of his answer and at the end there, he kind of sounds like somebody that doesn't really think that's on the radar at all.
No, and I don't think it's on the radar here from this standpoint, unless something were to happen maybe at the position.
Right.
And they felt like they had to go out, you know, and add to the group. But I agree. Honestly, if you played that clip for me, I know by what he said, I would say it's Gabe Davis. It did not sound like Gabe Davis to me. When you started playing that, I didn't realize that was Gabe Davis. And I've talked to Gabe a lot in my life.
Yeah. Is that just because it's been a couple of years, or does he have a voice that's kind of...
Maybe it's just a connection or whatever, but I'm like, who is this talking? And I realized who it was simply because of what they're talking about.
Right, right. And that is, that's Davis. How many of the Bills do you think you would know just by voice?
Ooh, not a lot.
Right, 90-man roster is a tough time to ask that question.
Right. But
if we get it down to 53,
yeah,
you think you would know 30 of them by just their voice?
I'm going to go 50%.
50%?
50% on a 53-man roster.
Like Josh, you would know, obviously. Yeah. Would you know James Cook's voice just by James Cook's voice?
I would.
Okay.
A few receivers, I wouldn't.
How about Curtis Samuel?
Yeah, I think I would. I've talked to Curtis a few times. Okay. I think I would.
Him, I feel like I would have no idea.
Even, I think Joey Bosa I'd get because he kind of just signed, and remember the press conference, he has this distinct voice.
Yep. Tre'Davious White.
Oh, yeah.
Is an easy one.
Deion.
For sure. Yeah, Deion for sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. We'll get to, by the way, speaking of, you know, Bills talking, I saw one player that looks like he's going to get featured on Hard Knocks.
Oh, really?
That was walking around yesterday. I'll mention that in a second, but Cliff in Kentucky is waiting on hold. What's up, Cliff?
Hey, guys. I got two questions for you. What rookie besides Mad Max has stood out so far? And I'm not going to ask you to tell me which player, but usually at the end of this, Brandon Bean usually trades like a position that we have too much of and get some value like a fourth or a fifth round pick. If we were to say a position has too much and, you know, Brandon Bean trades, what position should we look for that we have a surplus of? Go Bills and go Cats.
Yeah, and listen, Was he in Kentucky? He said go Cats.
He was in Kentucky, yes.
All right, well, I'll go right to your Kentucky guy. We'll go back to Deion Walker. I mean, he's just – his body is so impressive. I can't say that anybody's looked like, oh, my God, you know, blowing off the charts, plays they're making as a rookie. But I look at Deion Walker and say, oh, my God, like he's a man, right? And he's a football player. And he really stands out like that. So that's the answer to your question there. I'll even go further, and you said I'm not going to ask you what player, but – I do wonder at the end of this process if you – now, because of the Michael Hoyt suspension, it makes it way tougher. But they have a bit of a surplus at defensive end. And then you think about a guy like A.J. Epenesa going into the last year of his contract. And I'm not going to sit here and predict that, you know, he necessarily gets traded. Javon Solomon, right? He's a guy – he's kind of like a Bam Johnson a few years ago, right?
Not
the same size player. He's a smaller size guy, but you had a guy on your team, special teams, pass rusher maybe, you know, not going to fit here, not going to have a spot. A.J. Epenesa, he's now in his second contract, going in the final year of his contract, though. I think defensive end is an area here, Joe, where they could have some decisions to make and maybe a surplus. And then I'll say also offensive line.
Yeah.
And I wonder, you have a guy in Ryan Vandermark specifically who had been a healthy scratch last year, who didn't win the swing tackle job. He did 2 years ago, but Tylon Grable took that from him last year.
Right.
And then when Tylon Grable got hurt, Vandermark was the guy. But it's Tylon Grable's job, and what I've seen out here, it still is. So is Ryan Vandermark a guy where, okay, yeah, we'll definitely keep him around, or you know what, he's got some value. I think those are the positions, but those are two guys I think about.
Yeah. And the end position, you're right, the Hoyt suspension makes it trickier because – you need guys to play early in the year. The Baltimore game, right away, like, that is a – whoever wins that game basically is a two-game lead for the one seed. Like, there are going to be important games early on. And without Hoyt, you know, if Hoyt was not suspended, I'd be sitting here right now saying, trading A.J. Epenesa frees up $6 million on your salary cap. Trading him, not cutting him. I don't think cutting him frees up anything. You trade him $6 million. You don't have many spots anyway. If you like Javon Solomon, you know, get a pick, get an asset. But I don't have Michael Hoyt. And Epenesa is reliable and knows the defense and is a veteran at this point. So are they going to want to do that when they might need veterans, feel like they need veterans early on to play? What's tricky about that is when Hoyt comes back, maybe you could get to, all right, now it's week 7, we're out of the bye, he's returning, and we have too many guys we like. Maybe then they decide to trade somebody in the middle of the season, but that would be assuming everyone's healthy. Yeah.
I think that's the key, though, Joe. By the time you get to week 7, there's some bumps and bruises.
Right.
Right? So you're like, okay, now we're getting Michael Hoyt back, and he fits right in. Because right now, you look at it, to me, here's the roster I'll show you.
Yep.
Rousseau, Bosa, Epenesa, and that's not Count Hoyt. You still have Javon Solomon, Landon Jackson. That's five. Right?
Yeah.
If you keep Hoyt, you're not keeping six defensive ends in the roster. You know why I say that? Because you're also keeping five defensive tackles. Oliver, Daquan Jones, DeJuan Carter, TJ Sanders, and Deion Walker are making it. Larry Ogunjobi suspended.
Yeah.
So if you count Ogunjobi and Hoyt, you got six on each. You're not doing
12
that.
Linemen.
Who's not making it? There's going to be a spot not open for somebody. Somebody doesn't have a chair at the end of it. What I wonder, too, is how do you divvy up the reps on defensive line, knowing that Hoyt and Ogunjobi are not going to be around for 6 weeks? Do you kind of use them up and get their reps going in preseason because they're not going to be with you? Because, Joe, those reps...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
It's valuable to those young guys who have to play early on as well. Right. I don't know how they're going to do this in the preseason.
They might. The reps is going to be tough. They might just really say, we're going to go 5-5, and we know it'll be 6-6 when Ogunjobi and Hoyt return, but we're going to just play it by year because there's a good chance that we have injuries. Just, it happens, right? And if one guy's injured at both, then that kind of makes it a little bit easier. And if not, then you cross that bridge when you get there.
You teased the Hard Knocks thing.
The Hard Knocks thing.
I want to know what player this is.
Following around, there was a camera crew that was following around one player yesterday, and I saw point out that he's going to be featured.
Ooh.
And I would assume in the first episode, like the stuff that they're filming in the last 2 days, I would assume that's episode number one. August 5th is in my head. I think it's August 5th.
It's that Tuesday, I think, whatever that is, yeah. Tuesday.
Khalil Shakir.
Oh.
Yeah, Shakir is a feature early on. And I like that. I mean, this really it's a big commercial for all the Bills and the important players and coaches that aren't Josh Allen. Like everyone knows Josh Allen, and he'll be part of this too, of course, but it's a good opportunity to tell the story of a lot of guys and for the football world to get to know good players that maybe they're not that familiar with. And Shakir's very, you know, top of mind on that list. So not surprising to see him be one of the first guys featured. Who else would you assume is going? I feel like Ray Davis is inevitable because the Big Brothers Big Sisters program that he's very involved with, and he's got a personality.
I mean, I think Deion just immediately.
Deion, you know,
I mean,
for
Deion
sure.
was in Deion the
Walker,
tent yesterday.
Deion Dawkins.
Deion Dawkins. Deion was in the tent yesterday with his whole family.
Yeah,
he did the press conference with his three kids and his wife, and he said, "I love the camera. Shout out to Hard Knocks. I love being on. Like, guys, shy away from it. That's not me. I love this, and I think that stuff is going to show. But how much do they really? Follow him around, like you said, with Khalil Shakir.
Yep.
Khalil's interesting because he's really good for what the Bills probably want out of this, right? Like, from a standpoint of, if you go to the Bills and say, hey, we need a guy who's good with the media, we're going to follow around, you know, he becomes a story. The Bills are thinking, well, we don't want a distraction. We don't want a guy who, you know, yeah, you're probably going to pick a guy at some point that's fighting for a job, but, you know, we want the good PR out of it and a guy that's going to be able to handle this. And a guy that's not going to do anything wrong or say anything wrong, you know what? Khalil Shakir is a great guy for this.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it makes sense for fans watching at home versus other players.
Yep. I mean,
he's fine, but is there a real storyline with Khalil Shakir?
Than just his growth as a player and getting paid and what he means to the offense. No, right. There's nothing controversial about him. Really, the only player they could have done anything like that with, you mentioned like maybe you're like roster bubble player they could have done that with, or they could have done it with Cook. They could have done that.
Could have done it.
But you don't even know if Cook's going to give you any. I mean, he's here. He's here. He's practicing. I mean, the most maybe he'll give you is what he gave yesterday in the press conference.
I mean, I thought about, we talk about roster bubble. I thought about even like a guy like Joe Andreessen, local kid.
That's a good one.
Right?
Like, that's a really good one.
Is that someone that they focus a little bit on?
Buffalo Joe.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of possibilities, but I'll be watching for that now. Khalil Shakir, I didn't know that.
Quickly before the break, Jay in Rochester. What's up, Jay?
Hey, morning. Heading out to training camp this morning. Just wanted to get a quick take on the defensive side as well, to piggyback off the last caller. You mentioned the depth on defensive line and, you know, given the fact that our nickel base with the best nickel defense in NFL, Teron Johnson, but I mean, with our depth in defensive line and three great starting linebackers, Matt Milano, Terrell Bernard, and Dorian Williams, you see any possibility of us incorporating a 3-4 or 4-3 defense this year to stop the run, or we just going to go nickel? Thanks for the take.
Yeah, I don't see a 3-4 other than in real, like, specialty situations, you see a fourth linebacker on the field. I don't know what that would be. I do think they play a little more 4-3 this year. I do. And I think that because of what we talked about, you know, earlier, which is, third downs. I think part of the third down issue might have been also just when teams might have a 3rd-and-2 or 3rd-and-1 and they can big boy you a little bit, right? It doesn't have to be 3rd-and-8 and 3rd-and-9 converting passes. But in those situations, maybe that's where. Look, it's always been the conundrum in Buffalo. It's always been the conundrum with the Bills since they've had Taron Johnson in his truest form over the last several years, which is how do you justify taking Taron Johnson off the field, right, Joe? I mean, he's so good at what he does. But the reality is he's smaller. Teams take advantage of it. And the Bills have to have some sort of adjustment to counter that. And yes, I do. To answer your question, thanks for the call, Jay. I appreciate it, Jay. Enjoy your time up here and, you know, safe travels wherever you're coming from. But I do think that they have to have an answer to teams doing that, and that might come in. Dorian Williams might be that guy who plays the third linebacker when they go to that specific set. It's an interesting call for them. And look, I've asked Bobby Babich about this. We all have over the years, and he'll say it right away. He has to decide that.
Yep.
Like, this isn't something where we're thinking about it, but the team's like, no, it's totally like we got it. They have to decide that every week. Do we take Taron off the field? Do we not? He's a great player, but he also is a little bit lighter, and teams could take advantage of us. So I do think that's something they have to think about.
Last year when they played Baltimore, Dorian Williams played about half the snaps on defense. Last year, just looking this up real quick, 12 personnel against the Buffalo Bills and how much they saw it. And that can, you know, your schedule is going to impact that, of course, as well. They were 15th in the league in how much 12 personnel they saw. So, you know, middle of the pack, a little over 1,000 snaps on defense, and that's teams attacking you trying to get bigger when Taron Johnson's on the field.
Yep.
And now, all right, you want to run 12 personnel? We got to throw a linebacker. And he's a very athletic one, and not to say if Dorian Williams were to get better in coverage, like, to me, I still feel like there's a really high ceiling for him. Like, I don't know how far I want to go with that because he's already played 2 years and he was pretty good. He was a third-round pick. He wasn't a first-round pick. It's that speed and size combination that he's got, though, that just has me thinking, like, if he can just get a little more polished at coverage, the guy's got 4.48 speed.
Yeah.
He ran a receiver 40.
He gets there in a hurry.
Yeah.
He gets in a hurry. The issue has been diagnosing it as fast as possible.
Right.
And getting there under control.
Right.
There's a difference between getting there in a hurry and getting there under control.
Yep. 803-0550 is the phone number. Good question, Jay. When we come back, there was a sad death in the world of sports entertainment. Get to that when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The Immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.